98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Bigley Blast.
In their battle to own this godforsaken sports town, the Suns and the Cardinals are back to square. And that's because both teams are still chasing their first championship in Arizona. Both teams are coming off inexplicable, awful postseason collapses that have traumatized the Valley. And both teams are acting like nothing's wrong, that it's all smoke and no fire, that there is nothing to see here. Except we all know there are heavy questions lurking over and around both teams, and both teams are dragging their feet on paying a number one overall draft pick who wants big money. Now, there was a time when the Suns were winning this battle of the heart in Arizona because they're the Suns, because they're the franchise with generations of fans, because they were here first, and because they had elite team chemistry, while the Cardinals, well, they had something far less than that. Now, the Suns can easily regain their advantage in the near future, but there are a lot of unforeseen obstacles that have popped up like whack-a-moles. Was Chris Paul injured? Is he no longer capable of sustained excellence? And why was he so emotionally detached during the playoffs? Does DeAndre Ayton want to be here, or has he really broken bad? Now, maybe the media no longer has the power or the juice to demand answers from these teams, and the answers we're currently getting from both the Cardinals and the Suns are carefully guarded secrets, shielded with sunshine and artificial sweetener, hollow promises that everything is awesome. But as a sports fan, you can demand better, because it's not only your heart they're after, it's your money, and they really want that.